Vashon Island in Washington State held its high school graduation last Saturday. Among the teenagers getting diplomas was one 92-year-old woman. The ceremony was a rite of passage she should have had decades ago. NPR's Ravenna Koenig has a personal connection to this story.
Mary Matsuda Gruenwald grew up on Vashon. It's a small island town, about 10,000 people, and many of them commute by ferry to jobs in nearby Seattle. It's green, it's beautiful, it's the kind of place where you can't walk into the grocery store without seeing someone you know. That's something that still happens to me. I also grew up on the island and graduated from the local high school. But Mary Matsuda Gruenwald experienced a different chapter of island history. Her high school experience was pretty typical, until one Sunday in 1941. She remembers the moment vividly when she and her brother returned home from Sunday school to find their father sitting at the dining room table.
And both he and my mother were somber. And we said, hey, what's going on? And that's when our father said, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. We didn't know what that would mean, other than that some bad thing was going to happen to us as a family because we were Japanese.
They were right. Before long, her family was instructed that they had to leave their home. They weren't told where they would be going or for how long. They were loaded into army trucks and driven to the Vashon ferry dock.
Some of my best friends were there, and we said tearful goodbyes because we didn't know if we would ever see each other again.
Mary's family wound up living in several different Japanese internment camps in California and Wyoming. She finished her senior year of high school in one of them, taught by volunteer teachers. And after the war was over, she returned to the Seattle area, where she became a nurse and eventually advised on healthcare issues at the national level. She never lived on Vashon again, even though she brought her children to the island for a few weeks each summer to work on her brother's farm. But it always remained a special place to her.
It's still a place that I consider home.
This year, Vashon High School invited Mary to come experience the graduation she should have had in 1943. She got a cap and gown, a diploma, and when her son Ray wheeled her to the graduate seating area, she got a spontaneous round of applause from the crowd.
I got all choked up that people would cheer as we walked in because when the war was on, it was just exactly the opposite. And I felt ashamed for being Japanese and wanting to crawl into my skin and not be visible at all. But on this occasion, people were cheering us on, and it was wonderful.
Mary Matsuda Gruenwald has some thoughts for the students who are leaving their island behind for the wider world. She says it can be overwhelming, but the world can also be a welcoming place, like it was for her last Saturday.
What I felt that day was a feeling of, wow, isn't this a wonderful introduction to being an adult?
Ravenna Koenig, NPR News.